Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
La familia has fun en la cocina. Grandma Cuca was in la cocina baking late one morning. Canutito came inside the kitchen, attracted by los buenos olores allí.
What are you making, Grandma?
He asked, pulling a chair next to the trastero and climbing on top of la silla. Are you making algo para mí? He wondered.
Sí,
she replied in a good mood.
Estoy haciendo un happy day cake.
¿Qué es un happy day cake, Grandma? The little boy asked as he watched her sift harina y azúcar into the mixing bowl.
Un happy day cake es un cake that I make for no special reason.
She continued adding huevos and espada into the mixture.
Why did you add eggs and yeast powder to the mix? Asked Canutito.
Los huevos are to make it fluffy y la espada es to help it rise.
Grandma Cuca retorted as she beat the mixture furiously con una cuchara.
How come you are batiéndolo as if you were whipping un caballo? Asked Canutito again, interrupting her.
I need to mezclar all the ingredients,
said Grandma Cuca, breaking into a sweat.
I was even thinking of putting some pasas into it.
Oh, yuck,
exclaimed the little boy at the thought of finding raisins in his happy day cake.
Oh, they are good pasas,
reprimanded his grandma. Just as Grandpa Caralampio came through the kitchen door, trying to put on his pecheras, he quickly chimed into the conversation.
Oh, at least it wasn't when I was all chiquito, and mi mamá made some arroz con leche. Oh, she added pasas to the sweet rice. We thought it was good and so delicioso, until una de las pasas started moving. And that's when we realized que un swarm de moscos had come in through the tear in el screen door and settled on top of el arroz and got not perros into it.
Grandpa, shrieked Canutito to him.
That didn't really happen, de veras, did it?
Ooh, mijo, began Grandpa Caralampio, now que le habían dado cranque.
You should have seen how we used to store la comida before la invención de la refrigerator. ¿Cómo se llama ese dessert that wiggles and jiggles como si estuviera vivo?
Are you talking about Jell-O, Grandpa?
Guessed little boy.
Sí, el Jell-O,
agreed his grandfather.
It is called gelatina en español,
corrected Grandma Cuca, getting drawn into the silly conversation.
Oh, in any case,
cuando mi mamá hacía el Jell-O in those days,
continued Grandpa unabated,
she used to put it in la acequia to set. En aquellos días, my dad had made un cajón en el agua of the acequia para guardar el queso de vaca y la butter y la leche y cosas like that. Well, after my mamá had finished making el Jell-O, she put it in el cajón to keep it cool. No más que pasó a lot of water that had come down la acequia that afternoon porque someone had messed with la compuerta and it washed away el cajón with all the food in it, ay! Serves you right, viejo,
scolded Grandma Cuca.
You were probably al panzón from eating too much anyway.
Oh, sí, I was, retorted Grandpa Caralampio, patting his belly.
In fact, mi mamá used to call me panza llena de agua puerca whenever she was mad at me. Pero that panza didn't keep you from marrying me, ¿verdad? He teased, winking at her.
Canutito started laughing as he repeated, ¡Qué panza llena de agua puerca! And tried to imagine his grandpa with a belly full of dirty water. Grandpa Caralampio saw Canutito laughing hard, so pase le macho. He grabbed his panza through his pechera overalls and he moved it up and down singing,
See it wiggle, wash it jiggle, just like el Jell-O.
Canutito fell off his chair laughing and he bumped his head against el trastero.
¡Malvao!
Grandma Cuca scolded Grandpa Caralampio.
A ver si no se descalabró.
Grandpa Caralampio went to chequear.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye for Habla Usted Spanglish.